divine grace, may Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi ki jai. ISKCON founder Charles Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivindi ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Saima Kundu Radha Kundi Giri Gaur Vandana ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Navadvipa Dham ki jai. Ganga Mayi ki jai. Jumuna Mayi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivindi ki jai. All glories to your Son of the Lord. All glories to your Son of the Lord. All glories to your Son of the Lord. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nithaya Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhavan. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vananta Samane Chanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vananda Chayane Vistesha Sanyavadi Prashkati Devi Tarane. Om Aginatami Nandasya, Janajana Salakaya, Taksu Samilatan Jaina Tasmai, Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam, Stapitam Jaina Bhutale, Sayam Rupakadamayam, Nadati Savanantikam. Vansakalpa Dubyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vaivaja, Patitanam, Pabinevyo, Vaishnavevyo. Who remembers anything from this morning's talk? Raise your hand if you remember anything. Yes, Prabhu.
I think condition said we are not only tiny, but we are insignificant.
Yes. Oh, why do you have to remember that one? Yes, the great sages. Yeah, to take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Thank you. Anyone else? Bhakti Sahib.
The sages appreciated Parikshit Maharaj's
Yeah, he said, very good. Who remembers that? What he said, if he said, I accept this curse as Krishna's coming to me in this form out of his mercy, because he knew that I'm too attached. So rather than asking the sages, how can I get free from this impossibly difficult situation? Who remembers the three things that he did ask for before he asked his question? Who remembers the first one? Yeah. To always? No, that's not what he asked for, but a good one. That's not a bad one, yeah. To be attached, increasingly attached to Krishna. Yeah? Yeah? Association of devotees. And the third one, yes, be friendly, be kindly and friendly disposed to all living entities. What wonderful request coming from his pure and simple heart, Vaishnava heart. And because he had that kind of a heart, he only wanted to be attached to Krishna. Bless me that I can become more and more attached and attracted to Krishna. Because he had that kind of a Vaishnava heart, the sages were so attracted to him. And indeed, Krishna sent Sukadev Goswami to answer his question. And he answered the question with Itanna Vidyamananam Ichatam Akutabhayam Yoginam. And then Hari Nam Anukirtanam. What does the Anu mean? following in the footsteps. Yes. So we were reading the purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, and remember the first part of the purport? What was it addressing? What question? What type of person should take to this? And it's basically everyone in all circumstances, which what the verse said. And then secondly, what results? And who remembers what the results were? You're not fruitive enough. What were the results? First, the name reveals himself. The form, qualities and attributes, pastimes of Krishna. And the name will take us, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, it will take us. Just by the mercy of the holy name, it will take us to Goloka Vrindavan and reveal to us our actual spiritual form and engage us in Krishna's service there. Because there's such a tendency for us to feel, oh, I don't have enough of this, that's why I can't advance, I don't have enough of that, I don't have this, I don't have that. But we have the holy names. The holy names are complete. They are Krishna, Amina, Tvam, Porno, Shuddho, Nitya, Mukto. Now the next part was, why don't we go to that? See if it comes up. Huh? Look at those birds at the Yamuna. Isn't that amazing? They can just like stand there all day long. There's a funny story of actually why they were standing like that. Maybe I'll tell you one day. The great question. That wasn't the great question. Why they're standing like that. Okay, keep going, I think. Yeah, and yeah. Follow, yes. Yes. What is the process? Oh. Back. Now we have to go back. I think the process is what we're up to. Yes. What result will come from chanting the holy name? And what was the next one? What recommendations? What's the next one? The process, yes. The next part of Prabhupada's purport, he discusses the process. Because we got the result, who should chant, and the results, and now, and then the process. And then the part of the process, Prabhupada quotes from Srila Jiva Goswami, saying he gives some recommendations that are quite interesting for getting the results of the process. And I think I'll read what Prabhupada says, but not very long, it's only a few sentences. Srila Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well as recommended in the Padma Purana. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. And one can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of the holy names. But one cannot protect himself if one commits an offense at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Such offenses are mentioned in the Padma Purana as being 10 in number. So that's how the purport will end, is that we have to be very careful about committing offenses to the holy name. But go to the next one, please. Jiva Goswami recommends. Yes, one more. Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be done loudly, should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well. So we should chant aloud, not just mentally chant. Jiva Goswami describes this as kirtan and also for japa. And offenselessly, there are 10 offenses. Prabhupada goes over them in his purport, but we won't go over them now.
He goes over the offenses from the Padma Purana loudly, offensively, and very interesting. We suffer from sinful reactions. Next. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. Krishna, I am yours. And this can be carried forward into our chanting. Krishna, in this form of the holy names, I'm yours with that mood. Please take me as your servant. Become a surrendered servant to the holy name. And next. One can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of his holy name. So Jiva Goswami also describes in Bhakti Sundarbha that there are the different effects that come from offenses. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Bhajan Rahasya, he describes Dudaiva Midrisami Han Anudanu Raga, from which verse of Shikshastakam? Two, yes. Durdaiva means what? Unfortunate as I am, although the holy names are so powerful, I have no attraction for them. And Srila Jiva Goswami explains the reason for our lack of attraction that make us unfortunate. And that is anartas of different kinds, weaknesses of heart, lack of knowledge of tattva vibrama, offenses. So we want to clean up our spiritual life so that we can attain the actual purpose of human life. Remove the offenses to in our chanting, in our life. Next. Srila Prabhupada concludes his purport by naming and describing the 10 offenses against the holy name mentioned in the Padma Purana. Next, please. Again, the question in essence, what is the prime duty of one about to die? Again, the answer in essence, the constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is a doubtless and fearless way of success for everyone. Okay. So that's the end of this section of the Bhagavatam, and what I wanted to say as in the preliminary class on in our Japa retreat. Do we have the second? There. Now, we'll move quickly on to someone had put the keys together. Next. So the first principle, this comes from the Japa book that I had written based on some retreats I had given, Japa retreats. So the first principle is, regardless of what our situation is, itchitam makutaubeyam yoginam nripan nirnitam, we should chant Krishna's holy names. We should chant. Somehow or another we should chant. Then the second principle is that we had spoken of, is that the nature of the mind is to wander. Where does it wander? It wanders everywhere. It will take us all over the universe. It will be so attracted to something, anything, at one moment, and then boom, it can be completely repulsed by the same thing it was attracted to a moment before. And it will move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And then it will move from attraction to aversion, one thing after the other, to such a degree we can chant 16 rounds, we could chant 64 rounds, and we possibly have not even heard one mantra. This is the nature of the mind. Well, finished all my rounds today, didn't hear anything, but I finished them. So that type of chanting, of course, is better than no chanting, but it is not the best kind of chanting. It's not even the second best kind of chanting. So knowing the nature of the mind, that it tends to take every situation and make a complicated situation out of it and use every situation, everything, to distract us from being present with Krishna in the form of the holy names, because the mind tends to do that. We want to control the mind. And if one understands something about the nature of the mind, it makes it easier for us to control the mind, or rather focus the mind. And the particular point that we'd like to make here is that the mind cannot multitask. It does not have a Unix operating system. It has a very simple and basic operating system. It can only do one thing at once. So we want to make its task very, very simple. And while we're chanting, we want to go back to the same task. Just tell the mind what it's supposed to be doing. And what's it supposed to be doing? Not, oh, I'm supposed to listen to all my rounds. I find that that doesn't work, because how can, because I'm chanting right now, and how can I listen to all my rounds right now? I can't do it. How can I listen to 16 or 32 or 64 rounds all right now? But rather, my hope is to make the task of the mind so simple that it can actually focus on doing it. And if the mind can hear one mantra, or, as I am fond of saying, even one holy name, if I can just concentrate on hearing one name, Hare Krishna, Rama of Krishna, the mind, after a while, will become somewhat peaceful and more satisfied because of associating with Krishna. Have you ever been with someone who they say, I really want to talk to you? And this will be the subject of tomorrow morning's class too. They say, oh, I'm so happy to see you. And they say, how are you today and what's going on in your life? And then as soon as you start talking to them, they start looking at their watch, or they start looking away, or they turn their back on you or something like that. Now, how would you feel? Well, how would you feel? How would you feel? If, how are you today? And then you start talking, and I start, 7 seconds he's talking, 12 seconds he's talking, 13. What else do I have to do today? And you can tell when someone, you're talking to them, and they're not there. Their mind is somewhere else. And you can tell when you're talking to someone and they're with you, because they're listening to what you're saying. They're there with you, actually. So when we sit down to chant our japa, there is a tendency for the rascal mind to immediately start looking for something else to do. It's that simple. It looks for something else to do instead of being there with Krishna in the form of his holy names. He's kind. He's come to us in the form of, here I am. Take me. I'm the same as my name. Take me. Be with me. But instead, as soon as we sit down to talk to him, there's a tendency to, and then start looking around, and the mind starts getting disturbed, because it's being asked to give up its job of servant in the service of the false ego and start becoming a servant of Krishna, and its first reaction is not to want that. So we want to make the task of the mind so simple. All you have to do now, you don't have to find out what time it is. You don't have to think of all the things that you have to do today and tomorrow, and all the people you had to speak to and didn't speak to, and all your problems, and all the people you love and all the people you hate. All you have to do is listen to one mantra. Just one mantra. Not even one mantra at a time. That's the way I like to think of it as. Because as soon as I think in terms of listening to one mantra at a time, there is immediately at a time, and the mind says, oh, you mean I have to listen to more mantras after I listen to this one mantra? How many more do I have to listen to after? Why don't you tell me that now and let's get everything straight? And then, and you can go from 15 minutes. This will take you somewhere. So just hear one mantra or hear even one name, Krishna. If we're actually there with Krishna for one name, we are so fortunate and feel very happy that you've done it. And then the mind slowly or quickly it begins to like that taste, at least at the present. That's the test. Now that isn't the ultimate in japa, is struggling with the mind to hear one name or one mantra. But it removes the offense that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks of in the 12th chapter. He devotes the 12th chapter of the Harinam Chintamani to one topic, and that one topic is to avoid the offense known as pramada, or madness, or inattentiveness while we're chanting. So we just want to hear. Prabhupada, in one this is really classic Srila Prabhupada. This is a morning walk or a conversation in Hawaii, 1975. A devotee says to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. Prabhupada replies, what is the controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Just hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So many times Prabhupada emphasized just that. Your sincerity and desire, this is a letter to one devotee, Devananda Prabhu, 1968. Your sincerity and desire for doing some service for Krishna is very much encouraging to me. Please go on chanting nicely and steadily. Chanting 16 rounds is prescribed, but you can chant more rounds and hear them very attentively. Another conversation with Prabhupada. She is also doing that japa, someone says. And while there's mala, doing mala, and doing japa, the mind doesn't remain fixed on God, you know. It wanders about. So what is the way of fixing the mind? Prabhupada, to hear. Hare Krishna. Chant and hear. And then, by chanting and hearing, keep it very simple. Then the mind becomes purified, it becomes pacified, and by Krishna's grace, some taste can awaken, and then it becomes very easy. The task becomes not a task at all, but something very easy. So, first principle, just hear what? One mantra. Don't make it complicated. Keep it very simple, or hear one holy name. Now the second principle is so essential in this. It's sankalpa, or be determined. That what I have seen, unless we decide in a very determined way that all I have to do right now is hear one mantra. If we don't become determined, nothing happens. It's like if you're in a shop that has all the kind of things that you really like in it, and you have to walk through to the other side. And if you don't become determined, your mind will take you this way and this way and this way and that way and this way and that way and this way and that way, and you might never get to the other side at all. So decide when we're sitting down to chanting japa, the mentality should be that this is my time with Krishna in the form of His holy names. We want to have that mentality. And what should I be doing at this time? Well, it's obvious. This is my time to chant my rounds, to chant Krishna's holy names, to be with Krishna. What I should be doing is have my consciousness with Krishna while I chant. And that means basically hearing. But if we're not determined, if we don't have it clear in our mind what we are doing and also what we are not doing, the yam niyam and the vidhi nisheda, what we are doing and what we're doing, then the first principle, or chanting and hearing one mantra or one holy name, nothing will happen. No improvement will be there. We have to decide that right now I'm going to chant and hear. Then the next principle, and very determined on this, and I've, for my own chanting, I've seen that this really makes all the difference. All the difference. Next is Yato Yato Nistalati. Who knows the whole verse? Yato Yato Nistalati. Everyone? The mind is astiram. It's unsteady. So just bring it back. I start chanting. I'm very determined. And then I start chanting. To hear one mantra, I hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I did it. I heard one mantra, but I'm chanting. And my mind is, hey, I did really, really well that time, didn't I? This is much better than I always chant. And look, and then you start looking around. He doesn't look like he's chanting really well at all. I think I'm chanting better than him. I might be chanting better than anyone else in this whole room. I might be chanting better than anyone in the whole universe. I might be the... And then suddenly, oh no, I was tricked again. My mind just tricked me. Never mind. Just bring it back. Don't start thinking, oh, I'm so full and I'm probably... then, because that's what the mind does. Suddenly it builds us up so we think we're the greatest of all, and then suddenly the balloon gets popped, and then, oh, I'm the worst chanter in the whole world. Actually, I don't think everyone probably knows how bad I am. Not only at this, at everything. And, oh, I'm so terrible. I don't think anyone likes me. I wonder if he likes me. I wonder if this one likes me. I wonder if this one... Just don't get into it with your mind. It's just the mind playing. That's the mind playing. So be determined that one simple task. And then if your mind wanders, just bring it back to hearing the mantra. When at retreats that we do with Satchinanda Maharaj, he says that chanting japa is my school. This is where I do my learning. I learn about my relationship with Krishna. I learn what I'm attracted to. Am I attracted to Krishna in the form of the holy names? I learn how to improve. This is my test, my school. So bring it back. And also, next, just simple principle, be detached. If I've chanted 15 rounds and I haven't heard even one holy name, then there's no use lamenting about it. There's no use projecting, tomorrow I'm going to do much better. Just pay attention to the mantra you're chanting now. Be detached from the past. Be detached from the future. Just be determined to hear the mantra that you are chanting now, or one name of Krishna. And if you hear one name of Krishna, you are so fortunate. Eka Krishna mantra japa sarva papa chai. There's so many verses like this, especially from Chaitanya Charitam. if you can hear, if you can chant one mantra or one name of Krishna, or one name of Krishna, so fortunate. All sinful reactions removed, and on the way to developing love for Krishna. Okay, so keeping these, what's the next one? Does it have a summary? No, neglect the mind. No, this goes on. Okay, never mind. This goes on to the other principles. Just why don't we turn it off? It's very, very simple. So what I would like to do now is just do a little bit of practice on this. And when we start this type of a practice, just to give us an idea, of course many of you devotees, I've done this with you before, but to begin, we'll all chant at the same speed. Now, chanting at the same speed has certain benefits and it has certain drawbacks. The benefits are that there's sort of an energy that helps us chant and remember what we're doing to listen. And the drawbacks is sometimes you can't hear what you're saying. You can just hear what everyone else is chanting, which isn't so bad because they're chanting the same thing that you're chanting. But still, we want to hear our own chanting. So I recommend don't chant too loudly. Just chant so you can hear yourself. And if you need to chant louder, I think that's all right too. I'm not sure where we should send you if you want to chant very loudly. But just for this practice, just try to chant a little bit softly, but not too softly. So we'll practice several times, and then we'll continue in a slightly different way. So we'll keep it very simple. Be determined to what? To hear one mantra or one name. Because if we actually hear one name of Krishna and Krishna is there, our whole existence is successful. Be determined. In other words, know what you're here for and what you have to do. So I'll just say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll begin. And I'll chant at the same speed I'm chanting, and I'll just chant for a few mantras, and then we'll talk a little bit more. But be determined. 1, 2, 3. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare. Be determined. Keep chanting. Just hear one mantra or one name. Be determined. And if you can hear one name, it's wonderful. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Bring the mind back if it wanders.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hear one mantra, hear one name.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay, okay, stop now. Stop now. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Nice chanting. Raise your hand. Anyone like to say how they did? How was your chanting? Did you hear a mantra? Did you hear one name? Anyone like to say how they did? Yes. No, I asked, how did you do in the chanting? Not what you think about the philosophy. So you were able to hear the holy name? Oh, very good. Very nice. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how they did? Jai Srila Prabhu? Huh? What did it say? I said, why don't you put your finger in your ear? I wonder what everyone's thinking because I have my finger in my ear. Anyway, I'll put my finger in the other ear. Thank you. How did you do in the hearing of the Maha Mantra at that time? Anyone like to say? Yes? How did you do about the hearing? Okay. Yes. Thank you. How did you do about your hearing? Yes? And how was your hearing? Did you hear one mantra? Very nice. Anyone else like to say? What I'm recommending is that please just try to hear. This is what Prabhupada has stressed. Just try to hear the mantra. Just try to hear the mantra. Just try to hear one holy name of Krishna. Because Krishna and Krishna's name are exactly the same. So the mind will tell us so many things. So many things. And just say, please hear one mantra. Please hear the holy name and be determined about that one simple point. Now this isn't the highest level of chanting, but this level is working on removing the offense known as pramada or inattentiveness. And the basic methodology of advancement that Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught, if we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, we want to chant offenselessly. There are 10 offenses, and this pramada is considered the 11th offense, inattentiveness. So what we want to do is just simply hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One mantra. Try and do that. Now, when your mind starts telling you so many things, just try to hear and be determined to hear one mantra. That's all. And very soon, we'll ask everyone to chant at their only speed, their own speed, and that breaks the lack of the difficulty of just hearing. It breaks the difficulty of hearing everyone else chanting and not your own. And you lose on that because there's a strength of hearing everyone else's chanting at the same speed too. But that's how we usually chant, and that it, chanting at our own speed. So we'll do that very soon, but not yet. So don't worry so much about that one, but just try to convince your mind, be determined to convince your mind that it has nothing to do right now except hear one mantra. Just hear. One mantra, one holy name. Is this a question or? Okay. Go ahead.
Just on that, when I was chanting, obviously I become visible, overconscious. And the problem for me, if putting the thumb on the next beat, by the time I lose first two words, then again,
So right now, at this particular point, don't worry about that. Just as soon as you become conscious, just try to hear the name or the mantra that you're chanting right now. Don't worry about the beads so much right now, because we're just trying to get the mind a little bit in the habit of, or even before that, convinced that all it has to do is hear. And let Krishna do the rest. There's a theological point here, and there's also a point of faith. That Krishna is there. And if we do our part and place ourselves consciously in his presence, is that going to be sufficient? Or because we think of ourselves as the doers of everything. Unless I do it, unless I make it happen, it's not going to happen. And we're back in the same position. If I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of me? So the point here is, all I have to do is be with Krishna. And that's the only lack in my life. And he may completely reveal himself to me if he so desires. And do you think he has the power to do that? Well, if he doesn't have the power to, then what are we going to do? Of course he has the power. Or he may keep himself a little distant, and this kind of talk will be the subject of tomorrow's class more than today's. But do we trust that if I just place myself in front of Krishna or with Krishna, bring my consciousness to him in the form of the holy name, that that is actually sufficient? So the answer is yes. Of course, if we have love for Krishna, then Krishna will manifest himself fully. And that's ultimate. That's sudanam. But what we're trying to do is get free from the namaparat stage. Specifically on removing pramada or inattentiveness. We're trying to... I want to develop my relationship with Krishna. Krishna, please come. Krishna comes in the form of my holy names. And immediately I start. So, how do you feel if someone did that to you? How would you feel? What word would describe how you would feel? Okay, neglected, insulted, offended. Well, that's what it means to offend the holy names. That we say, okay, Krishna, now it's my time to be with you. I've promised, and now I'm going to be with you in the form of the holy names. And I go like this. Well, how do you feel? You feel, well, this person doesn't want to really have very much to do with me. He's saying he wants to, but he doesn't want to. So all we're trying to do at this point is turn to Krishna and face him and be in his presence in the form of the holy name. And let everything spring from that. That's all. Keep it simple. Let's try again. And if, because the mind's thinking, starts thinking, oh boy, this is getting heavy. It means I have to be quiet and just hear. Okay, I'll try. How many more seconds do we have to do this? No, just be determined. Just for this short time, we're going to try and hear one mantra, one holy name. Keep it very simple. But if you're not determined, your mind will take you far, far away. We'll do it one more time. We'll chant together, and then somewhere as we're chanting together, I'll say, okay, chant at your own speed. And then you can chant at your own speed, but don't chant too loudly either, but not too softly, but just chant at your own speed as soon as I say that. Ready? Ready for what? Be determined. Be determined. One, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare.
Be determined to just hear. Don't let your mind give you so many suggestions. Hear one name, one mantra. Be determined.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Okay, chant at your own speed. But just try and hear. Just try and hear one mantra. One name. Be determined and be detached and bring your mind back. Just hear one name. You don't have to do anything. But Prabhupada says, just hear the mantra. Just hear Krishna's name. Be determined. I don't have anything else to do. Be determined to hear. Keep it simple. One name. Hear the name of Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Okay, stop. Stop now, please. Sorry to tell you to stop chanting. Anyone like to say how they did? Raise your hand. How was your chanting then? How were you able to hear a mantra? Anyone like to say? Yes.
I was able to hear only one half of the mantra in the morning, which I didn't hear.
Which half? Oh, that's the easiest way to get to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I'll be safe. Oh. Then what did you do? And how did you do? Yes or no? So what does one notice about one's durdaivam idri samihananu danulaga? That there is a misfortune in the heart, in the consciousness. That it's not that I don't have attraction to things, to anything. I have attraction to so many things. But I don't have attraction so much to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. See, naturally, when we actually face the issue that this is Krishna and here I am in the holy names and I'm going like this, then if we confront this issue, what happens? What are some of the alternative things that can happen? But what, from our point of view, with our mind, our consciousness, if I notice that as soon as I have to be with Krishna, I start falling asleep. Well, again, how would you feel? I want to be with you, my dear friend. And as soon as he comes over to be with you, you invite him over to your house, and then he goes to sleep or something like that immediately. How do you feel? So then how do you deal with that? The fact that you realize that, wait a second, I've invited Krishna over and I just want to sleep. But how would you feel? You have someone, I love you very dearly, you're everything to me, then the person comes over and you're just so bored you fall asleep. So when you realize that that's my state of consciousness, then what happens? Huh? But what happens to your consciousness? What do you think about yourself? You become ashamed and you become humble, which is the next verse of Shikshastakam, Trinadapi Sunisena. We become humble. And then, if we become humble and say, look at my position, look at my position, that I have so much attraction for things of this world, but I don't have any attraction for Krishna. As soon as he comes, I fall asleep. Or laya or vichep. Vichep means I find something else to do. The mind becomes overactive and I find something else to do. And laya means I go to sleep. So I invite my dear friend over, and either I find something else to do or I go to sleep. And then I feel humble. I feel, boy, what kind of a friend am I? Or translated out of the metaphor we're using into reality, what kind of devotee am I? And the answer is, not very much of a devotee at all. And then what? Now we're talking about different stages of chanting. Then what? After Trinadapi Sunichena, then we have to kirtaniya sadahari. That means that we have to, not have to, but if we deal with reality as it is, and I want to be a devotee, but I don't have very much taste, then the next step is, oh Krishna, if you're merciful to me, then I may become a devotee. But otherwise, what hope do I have? So if we try to chant properly, offensively, the whole process mentioned in the Shikshastakam by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will gradually reveal itself to us. If we deal with it instead of trying to avoid it, to avoid what? To avoid the fact that I'm not durdaivam idrisami han anujanu raga, unfortunate them. Krishna, how does that first begin? Nam nam akari bahuda nijas sarvasakti. You've put all your potencies into your name. Nam nam akari bahuda bahuda, all your potencies. That means all of you. You've invested your name with all of you. You're there. And not only that, nam nam akari bahuda nijas sarvasakti. That there is no restriction to being with you. Neither time nor place restricts me from being with you, and I don't have the desire to do it. Look at my durdaivamitisamiha nanu januraga. Look at my unfortunate position. And here I am. My mind is one moment telling me that I'm the greatest person in existence, and that everyone else is wrong and I'm the only one who's right. And then the next moment I'm thinking I'm most terrible, and I'm going back and forth between all these different false ego states. And the reality is very simple, that I'm a fallen, conditioned soul who has turned my back on Krishna, and I'm stuck in the material world, and unless I get some mercy from him, I'm not going to change the situation. So that's the next stage. That's chanting like you really mean it, like you need something. Like that little story of the group of dogs who are sitting together. Beam and his friends over here who are together. And then suddenly a Hari comes by. I mean a hare, a rabbit. And one of the dogs starts running after him so fast, and the rabbit takes off, and he runs and hides in some bushes, and the dog barks and barks and barks and barks, and the rabbit doesn't come out. So the dog goes back to his friends, and all the dogs are laughing at him. You couldn't even catch a rabbit. You couldn't even catch the rabbit. And the dog said, it is not surprising that I couldn't catch the rabbit, because I was running for my meal and he was running for his life. When our chanting is on that level, that it is a matter of our life, then Krishna is there immediately, without a second hesitation. Prabhupada in a lecture, Radha Gokulananda. So where's the fault? The fault is, I'm not very serious. You know, okay, Krishna's, I'd like to be a devotee, I'd like to be with Krishna, but I'd like to also upgrade my hard drive and my operating system and my house and my this and this person and that person and on and on and on. I'm just full of so many desires. Ekeha kuru nandana bahushaka. I'm so much branched in my desires, and therefore I get results in a reciprocatory matter to what I am. If you're determined, I promise you, if you're determined to hear, you'll be able to hear at least one mantra. Just wait one moment. Listen to what Prabhupada said. So similarly, Krishna is also everywhere. Just like the sound wave is going on,
As soon as you produce, I produce one sound, this is Prabhupada speaking, immediately, within a second, the sound goes round the earth seven times. So if a material thing has got so much power, just think how much power God has got. So He is everywhere. Simply, you have to catch Him. And He's also ready for being caught. Yes, if someone wants to catch Him, He is ready to be caught if someone wants to catch Him. Suppose you are a devotee. If you want to catch Him, He comes forward 10 times than your desire. He is so kind. Therefore, we simply have to simply receive Him. Radhishan Prabhu, did you want to? Yes. Stop thinking? No, it's not possible to stop thinking. Huh? So which one do you want, are we suggesting you do? Then you try to hear. That is our suggestion. Let me repeat Prabhupada's words to you when asked that very same question. It is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. Prabhupada. So what is the controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? You try and do that. Now there's, again, I'll explain it again, that there are different things that happen. Sometimes the mind will slow down. Not as much in a forced circumstance like this, but the mind will slow down. And you're trying to catch Krishna. And then Krishna, when the mind slows down, will catch you. And then hearing is not a problem. Because the name and Krishna are the same. The mind doesn't start thinking, what am I supposed to be thinking of now? It is tasting the sweetness on its own level, maybe, of the holy name of Krishna, of being in Krishna's association. And I know that you have had that experience. And everyone who chants has that experience sometimes, that when we're chanting, sometimes it just magically happens, magically meaning by Krishna's grace, and there's no questions of problems. There's no questions of what should I be thinking about. It's just you and Krishna in the form of His holy name. So what we want to do is place ourselves in the presence of Krishna in the form of the holy name. We try our best. Now, that's one thing that can happen. Another thing that can happen is my mind will, I'll get tired or I start getting overactive. The mind gets overheated and starts thinking about so many other things. Now, we can deal with that in many ways. One way is, oh, this is too hard. My mind, you know, I have to think something, so I'm just going to think about all the things that I want to think about. Another thing we can do is just make the task very, very simple. I just want to hear one name. One name. If I can hear one name of Krishna, my life, my day, my japa is successful. At least I've done that. Another thing we can do, and do that, and try to hear, and then see how that reacts with your mind. See how your mind reacts to the presence of Krishna. Instead of the presence of itself all the time. See how your mind reacts when you hear the name of Krishna, when you hear one mantra. Another way to deal with it is become very, very humble. Just look at my fate. Not low self-esteem, not low self-esteem when I'm so terrible and just thinking about how bad I am all day long, but humble, which means, oh Krishna, if you don't give me mercy, what hope do I have? And let that mood coat your chanting. So there's many different ways to react to the dealings between the individual and the holy name. Yes.
If the mind steps out and relates to things which are connected to Krishna.
You say, my dear mind. This is just, if you just would listen to what I'm suggesting you do, is just be determined to tell your mind to be quiet and just hear the holy name. Prabhupada said many places, the best training for the mind is neglect. So here we are, we're already old men, and we've let our mind rule us our whole life. And then we say, what should I do when my mind won't listen to me? What I want. So I'm telling you some very basic principles, but doing them is not so easy, of course. But you should know that this is what you should be doing. Just don't listen to the rascal mind, and just let the mind, let just be in the presence of the holy name. And I know it's not easy, but if you can hear one mantra, if I can hear one mantra, I'm so fortunate. Understand that. I'm so fortunate to be in the presence of Krishna. And sometimes I'll chant and chant and I'll struggle and struggle. But I'm starting to move into tomorrow's class again. And then I'm doing my part. And this is the essence of the thing. The essence of what we're trying to do. There's not going to be a magic formula in the sense that all I have to do mechanically is hear one mantra and then all my mind suddenly goes like this, yes, Prabhu, whatever you say from now on I'm going to do. No, it's not like that. But we do our part. We take our step to Krishna to show that we are serious about being in the presence consciously of the holy name. And then, like it or not, we are dependent on His mercy. And mostly, we don't like it. This is the mind. This is what it means to surrender. To place ourselves at the kind disposition of another. And this is terrifying to the material mind. It doesn't want to surrender. Because, why doesn't it want to surrender? Because it's not convinced that Krishna is all-powerful and all-merciful. This is what I'm trying to say. That we want to place ourselves consciously, willingly, or do our part to place ourselves consciously in the presence of Krishna in the form of the holy name. Just like we place ourselves in the presence of the deity. When you stand in front of Krishna and Balaram, or Radha Shyama Sundar, or Gaurnathai, you can stand there with your mind not at all there. Have you ever had the experience of walking in front of Radha Balava, and then you walk out of the temple and you don't even know what color clothes they were wearing? At least I have that experience. I wasn't there. I put my body there. So of course that's nice. That's better than not coming at all. But what's better than that is me being there. Mentally, physically, what to speak of spiritually. First step is put myself mentally, physically there. Put my body in front of the deities. And then I want to put my mind and my body in front of the deities. And then the soul, me, with the mind, all lined up harmoniously in front of Radha Balava. I am yours. How can I serve you? 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 For so many lives, I have served my senses and my mind, and I have had so many masters.
and they have kicked me and not brought me the satisfaction that I've longed for. Now, my Lord, I have turned to you. How can I serve you? How can I serve you? How can I serve you? That's when the person is there too. And then, that's the beginning of bhakti. That's where it starts. When I am yours, I'm your property, I am yours. I am, when I think of myself, I don't think of me even as a spirit soul. I think of me as yours. Jivera Sarup Krishna Nityadas. I am yours. When I think of myself, I can't think of myself as separate from you and your service. Now that's where it all begins. A changing. That's what I'm. There has to be a very deep transformation to the very core of our self-identity, and until we're Krishna's. And then it deepens from there and gets very specific. Not only are we Krishna's, but we're Krishna in relationship to some specific eternal service in Braja. That's who I am. But we have to start. And the starting is stopping, putting our back to Krishna and making the effort of being consciously with him there, mentally, consciously there, in the presence of his holy name while I chant. This is the recommendation of Sukadev. And the glory is that even if I'm not there, even if my mind is wandering like anything, even if I don't hear one mantra, I'm getting closer by just the attempt of chanting. I'm chanting, I'm trying, I'm doing terribly, but I'm trying to be yours. Will you please accept this very humble offering that of a fallen soul whose mind is very wild and wandering maybe? But he's trying to be with you. He's making his feeble. That's called humility. When you just come to grips with the fact that I'm a fallen, conditioned soul, and I'm full of so many desires, and my mind is so wild, other when it's either sleepy or wild, those are the two, the binary choice there, sleepy or wild. But we want to put Krishna in the middle of that. If we make our attempt to be in the presence of the holy name sincerely, if we can just come up with a little bit of sincerity occasionally, the reciprocation is immediate. So here we are, insincerely doing it. But we're there, we're putting ourselves in relationship, in the process, and that can only lead to going forward. But we have to go forward too. We have to do our part in the going forward. We have to try our best. Trying our best means sincerity. I've done this in the past. I've done that in the past. I've been insincere. I've cheated. I've lied. I've done so many terrible things. But here I am in front of you now, my Lord. Hare Krishna. Would you please accept me? And this is how Prabhupada defined the chanting, the Maha Mantra to the Westerners. He made it very simple, but the more I think about it, the more it is to the essence of the whole thing. He said, please allow me to serve you. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. O Srimati Radharani, O Lord Balava, please let me do some service for you. Now that can be enlarged and invigorated to the point of Braja, and it's equally valid
for a poor, unfortunate soul like me who's just trying to turn, struggling to turn to Krishna from having my back turned to Him, please let me serve You. So that coding of that mood is a somewhat a different stage of service. Without service, what do we have? What are we? We'll end up serving something else, someone else. But service to Krishna, this is who we constitutionally are. So I've drifted a bit from just here, the holy name, but the questions were poking at deeper answers. And again, this is, but I do have one surprise for tomorrow's class that I'm trying so hard not to let out now. I'm sorry for saying most of it, but yes. How nice, how wonderful. Thank you. But the problem comes when there's no feeling. See, there's this prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami that's, of course, it's very high. But he says if you take, unfortunately I can't remember it exactly, if you take the sugar candy of the name of Krishna and mix it with the sweet rice or something of the name of Radha and add it to the camphor of affection, then he says, oh, this is the most nectarian beverage in existence. It's really the affection, which is the feeling part, that does it. That brings all the flavors together. Now the question is that we have to confront is what to do when there's no feeling. And this is what we experience, the unfortunateness of Krishna being present in His holy name, but there's no feeling on my part. There's no feeling at all. Rather, I feel bored. That's the feeling I get. Either I get sleepy or my mind gets active. So we suggest that we turn that experience into the feeling of humility and needing mercy. But that's somewhat of a later stage in my, because I tried to present this in a somewhat systematic way. And before you can come to that, you have to make the attempt to chant and hear and be with Krishna in that way, with consciousness, and experience something of that your mind isn't the ruler of this whole thing. It is in one sense, but it's not. It shouldn't be. And not only that, that if you just try to hear one mantra, and if you just happen to hear by Krishna's grace one mantra, then the minds can change in 1 second. And while it was feeling bored, then suddenly, and it can just be like that, you could feel like, I could just chant all day long and this would be, I'd be completely satisfied. But our part is to trying to catch, doing our part, trying to be with Krishna in the holy name. And that comes by His mercy, His kind disposition, as He likes. But if we sincerely try our best and sincerely try to be determined, that's the best we can bring to it. Remember what we're trying to do. We're trying to place ourselves in the presence of Krishna in the form of the holy name. And all excitement comes from that. Then you realize, first thing you realize, I have a mind. What do you know? Well, what do you know? I have a mind. Now, what should I do with it? Anyway, so much of this Japa book has talked about what to do about the mind, and etc. Let's chant a bit. Now, please just keep it simple. Keep it simple. The issue ultimately comes, not ultimately, but the prime issue comes. The prime issue comes when we realize that we are somewhat powerless in this endeavor. How we deal with that is the question. This is the question of life. Like Parikshit Maharaj, he was powerless and he asked the sages what to do with my impending death. The point of powerlessness is when we are confronted with death and it's going to happen. I promise you, as taxes, as death, they happen. It's going to happen, and we're all going to feel very powerless, completely powerless. And when the false ego is used to the illusion, and the mind is used to the illusion that is in control, and it's only an illusion, when we hit this point of powerlessness, a terrible dread enters the heart. And it turns to terror, unless we are very practiced in surrender. We want to practice our surrender to the holy names here. And the first surrender is so simple. Okay, I'm trying to place myself in the presence of the holy names by chanting, by hearing. By being there, I'm going to stand in front of the deities, not only with body, but I'm going to force myself to look. Sometimes I have to do that. I have to force myself to look at their feet, consciously make the effort of looking at their feet and saying, what are they wearing? What are on their feet? And what is this? And what is this? Otherwise, my mind will just think so many things. So it's that type of a forced effort that isn't mature, but it's a gesture. I'm trying, Krishna, to take one step forward. And as Prabhupada said, if we take one step forward, we try, then Krishna will take 10. He's so kind, he's so merciful. Do we trust Krishna's merciful nature? Okay. One, two. Remember, we're supposed to be determined to hear. One mantra, be detached.
One, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Keep it simple right now. Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare. Chant at your own speed, please. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Just hear the holy name of Krishna. Keep it simple. Place yourself in Krishna's presence with consciousness, tongue and ear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant it slowly or as fast as you like. Just hear one name of Krishna. Try to hear one mantra. Be determined about this. Be humble. And take shelter of Krishna in the form of the holy name. Just here. And if feeling comes up, feel humble or feel prema bhakti. But be determined to hear. If you're determined, sincere, Krishna is there. He'll take so many steps to you. Be determined to hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
just hear one mantra. Keep it up, you're doing well. Just hear one mantra, keep it very simple. Just try to hear the holy name. Be determined to hear one mantra, one name. Just hear the name of Krishna, Hari. And if you can hear one name, it's so wonderful. Be determined. Keep focused. Keep focused. Be determined to hear one mantra. How important is it for you to be in the presence of Krishna now? Just hear one mantra. If you can hear one mantra, wonderful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Keep focused. Just hear one mantra. Place yourself in Krishna's presence.
Stay determined, and wherever the mind wanders, just bring it back to the simple point of hearing one mantra. Be determined to hear one mantra or one name. Be determined. Krishna is there. Just hear Krishna's holy name. Just be there with Krishna by hearing. Be determined, and when your mind wanders, bring it back. Be detached. This is your time to be with Krishna. This is your time to be with Krishna. Just hear one mantra. Just hear one mantra. Place yourself in the presence of Krishna by hearing. This is your time to be with Krishna. Just hear one holy name. Just hear one mantra. Stay determined. Hear one mantra. Just hear one mantra. Stay determined. Keep it very simple. Hear the holy name. One mantra. Stay determined. One mantra. Just hear the name of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Thank you. Be determined to hear one mantra. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Wherever the mind wanders, yato yato nischalati, bring it back to hearing. Hear one mantra. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. You know, actually, it is commonly understood in bhajan, people who chant a lot, that these hours on the physical level are not easy to chant. But you are doing very, very well. Very, very well. And thank you very much for your sincere endeavor. Anyone like to say how they did? You say again, you had?
I can concentrate for the whole month for a couple of times.
Wonderful.
But as soon as you feel, oh, I did well, then that's it.
Hey, I did it. Wow, I really did it. I wonder if I could do it again. I'm not sure I could do it again. Maybe I can do it again. I wonder how he's doing it. So never mind. Just, okay. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. To be determined in that way. Was that a raised hand? That's what I'm saying, that determination is, in this world, determination is actually very rare, focused determination. And it, that comes really when the desire to love Krishna is burning brightly in our heart. Then nothing can swerve us, move us this way or that way. So now we have to settle for a bit of lukewarm determination. We try our best. Whatever we have, whatever we are, we try our best. And then we're dependent on Krishna. Anyone else like to say something? Yes, Paul.
See, congregational chanting is the best form of chanting where we can hear the other people's mantra also. But in that.
You mean in the kirtans? Sankirtan.
Okay,
no, not necessarily. Prabhupada said you just chant so loud enough so you can hear yourself, and not so loud you can't hear anyone else. Yes? I wanted to like specifically how you did with your chanting. Keep it simple. And then when we become somewhat determined, we see that my mind is very, very active. Well, maybe it's because I stayed up last night watching television. But I want Krishna, and that's getting in the way of what I really want. So if I start aligning my life to being with Krishna and chanting properly, then our whole life will become organized.
Yes, Paul. How did you do in your chanting? Or you are able to hear? No? Well, you can't say. Well, I can't say. Were you able to? Was your chanting improved? Was your hearing improved?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Hari Sipu? Thank you. Anyone else like to say how they did? Yes, Paul. Wait, I want to hear this. And then?
Then I just closed my eyes. Then thinking is better. Then at the time my mind is better. Come on, just check the time whether it's lunchtime or something.
Yeah, well, this is so deep within us, I'm going to do it. But actually, what we can do is make our sincere, humble, small attempt. And we're really, it's up to Krishna how he deals with us. And when we try to impose ourself and on Krishna, that can come up to the point of imposing ourself in Vrindavan, trying to do that. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur called that sahajya. When we take our material mind and try to force our way in like that. No, we want to do the opposite. It's a matter of receptivity. What is the proper consciousness that will attract Krishna's mercy as I'm chanting? And Mahaprabhu has made that very, very clear. Trinadapi sunichena tarodapi sahisnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. Unless you give me mercy, I have no hope. And yet I want that mercy. And sort of a contradictory set of circumstances appears where I want something very, very deeply, intensely, and my understanding of my capacity to have it becomes less. So the distance widens, and that is in that field where my humility is increasing and my desire is similarly increasing, is what spiritual life is all about. When the desire increases and my feeling of capacity decreases, in that field, that tension between those two opposites, that's where real life is, spiritual life. And that's, in that is, yeah, that's...
Couldn't it be quite unpleasant?
Not, there's a difference between lack of self-esteem and humility. Humility means that you're depending on Krishna as your servant. And whether I'm not qualified, but yet I have my service to do, please accept it. I'm yours. I'm yours. It can be disconcerting in the sense of, someone once gave me this example, and it just struck me very much like this. Is that, you know what a trapeze is? What's a trapeze? Radha Charan, what's a trapeze?
It's two parallel wooden bars.
And on a rope. There's like bars, one bar on a rope, right? So in the circus sometimes, they have these people who swing on the trapeze, right? So there's one trapeze is over here, and one trapeze is over here. And one person, and they're swinging and swinging. And part of the routine is that this person at some point lets go, and it's time so much, and he does a double flip and spin, and then the other person on this trapeze catches him. Right? So your question is, so spiritual life, what my point is, spiritual life, the excitement of spiritual life is when you're swinging on the trapeze and you've let go. The time between he's caught you and you're in the air. That's really the exciting part. So when you're feeling, I want him to catch me, and I have no capacity to protect myself now because I've let go. And you ask, can that be disconcerting? Can it be difficult and disturbing? Well, but huh? Not that I know of. But it all rests, no matter how well you do your flips, whether you're expert or not expert, it really is going to rest in the strong hands of the person who's going to catch you. You may do everything perfectly, but if he's not there or not strong enough or not kind enough or has a grudge against you or is in a bad mood or he's looking at his watch to find out how much more time to lunch or he turns his back on you like you've done on him, then it's... But so therefore the essence of it is to do that with confidence is what? Faith. Now, what's the difference between faith and certainty? If you never let go, it's all certainty. Right? But faith means there's a difference between faith and surety, because faith is based on faith. But has Krishna... I can turn this question around on you. Has Krishna caught you in this life? I won't. But that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Well, is my faith justified or not? You have to come to grips with that. Otherwise, we'll turn around, and it's very... After you've let go, is not the time to turn around. But people, I'm sure that desire comes into the mind. Oh, I think I might have made a mistake. But at the time of death, we have to be quite certain, otherwise there's no turning back, because it's not in our control. We're pushed off the trapeze at that time. And unless we're practiced in life, that Krishna has caught me, he's caught me. He's caught me every time. I have done so many... I have twisted wrong. I've made so many mistakes. But he's all powerful and he's all merciful. And he's caught me. He even likes me somehow or another. Aham bijapada pita. Why is the father looking out for the son? It's because of the affection. And in Kali Yuga, there's so much parental problem with parents in Kali Yuga. You know, not in every case, but there's been so many problems with parents that the children, they grow up not being able to trust. And therefore, Krishna has kindly come in the form of the holy names. He's made it easier. He's made it easier, but we still have to take it. We have to take it as our own. Krishna, I need you. If we don't have that. So in one sense, the weaker we are can cause us to, or the more troubled we are can cause us to turn more deeply, because we don't have that feeling, the arrogance of I can do it. I can do it. I can hold on to Krishna. I can do a triple flip. And if he's not there, and anyway, I have my safety net, and any of which is my credit cards usually. And anyway, I can take care of myself. I have my friends, I have my influence, I have my family, I have my bank accounts, I have my own personal strength, I have my intelligence, I have my beauty, I know this person, I know that person. Well, forget it. At the time of death, all those shelters prove to be useless. Life is meant for this disturbing practice of serving Krishna and learning to depend on him, and learning, no matter what has happened to us, and this is so hard to deal with, that if we've had a difficult life, and somehow, you know, we've chalked out and we've got our successes or anything like that, you know, we learn, I'm going to depend on me, and I'm the only one who's really trustworthy and will take care of me. But this is a great illusion. We have to learn to turn to Krishna. Have to, not in the sense of we don't have any choice, but have to develop our relationship with Krishna if we're going to be prepared, if we're actually going to be prepared for the great test. And the question that Maharaj Prickett asked was just this: what should I do? When we look at it, we can look, oh, the great king was such a great devotee, he just gave up his kingdom, he sat on the bank of the Ganga, how nice, how sweet, and then the great sages came over. But if you think of it in terms of real persons, you have all your success in life, he's the king. It's so much easier to be detached when you have nothing. But he's the king. He has everything. All power. Everything that we all secretly want. He's got it. And it, suddenly, boom, it's over. You have 7 days left. And you're dead. Question is, well, what do I do now? I'm afraid. He knew what to do, of course. What should I do? And the answer was, you take shelter of Krishna's names. Don't commit offenses. Don't criticize the devotees. They may be right, they may be wrong. Don't criticize the devotees. Don't commit offenses. Be attentive. Your mind may be wandering, you may have so many things, but when be with Krishna, be there with him when you're chanting, when it's your time to be with him. Yes, cool.
In the process, the last chanting, you... The last set of chanting, I just did, you were speaking, and I found that very powerful, as you spoke to bring the mind back, focus on just one name or one mantra. The question I asked was, in our own personal chanting, that voice that you're speaking, is it that our mind that would be speaking to in that way, or if we call our intellect, or
well, just remind yourself, whichever part of you it is, you can give it any kind of voice you want. You can have it come in Prabhupada's voice. The mind is so good at doing things like that. It's very malleable. Sit properly. Oh, by the way, I've resisted this point for many years, but then I've actually a little bit surrendered, and it's actually helpful if you can somehow or another sit straight while you're chanting. It's much easier to control your mind. It's actually quite helpful if you just simply sit straight. The mind becomes less agitated. And also another very simple tip is try to hear the first Hari. And you know, there's all kinds of little things you can do in there. You know, hear the Haris, you hear the Ramas. You know, you know you can play with it. So you know, you have to deal with the mind. But I would like to establish the principle first. See, I gave some japa retreats, and then you give the basic principle, and then the devotees are benefited just here, and then you get into a little more deeper principles of feeling humility and your incapacity, and then surrendering to Krishna, and then naturally the devotees try to do that, and then they forget about hearing. So let one sort of step settle down, and then move on, and let people move on at their own, according to their own capacity. So we'll have our time sometime this afternoon. We're going to start at 3 o'clock till no 4 o'clock. Yes, 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock. Now, if the weather is permitting, and it looks like it goes permitting and non-permitting and permitting, we can chant out in the Ter Kadamba out there. Where I don't know where you've planned. Where's our planners? They're not here. They're planning. Scheme. No. Huh? Yes. But what I've found, because when I've chanted for periods of times, the easiest thing is if you just sit in one place and just chant, because then it's a real confrontation, that all you have to do is chant. But the last thing you want to do is sit in one place and chant. So you always want to go to the forest or go do this, and you need this to happen and that to happen. And invariably, the best place to chant is really just find any place to chant. Sit in front of the deities. There's so many wonderful deities here. Pictures everywhere. And just chant. And just keep your mind on what the issue is. And it doesn't make a difference. There is no consideration of time and place. This is what Mahaprabhu is saying. So, but it's nice to go out a little changed. But we'll have our time to be alone. And we'll also interrupt those a little bit with a little bit of readings now and then. But we'll have 2 hours to chant at that time. And then probably many of the devotees will have chanted 32 rounds or even more by that. And then tomorrow we'll just have an early morning class, and I shall reveal a secret that I just recently found that was very touching and moving for me. Every once in a while you read something, you hear something that penetrates so deeply it affects how you think and affects your life. Well, anyway, did I make you curious enough to find out what it is? You'll be there tomorrow? Okay. Well, tomorrow, it's something from the Bhagavatam. And then we'll have enough sessions tomorrow so we can have chanted 64 rounds. But don't just get into the bead game, you know, the pushing beads. You know, okay, I've chanted my 64 rounds, I did it, but I wasn't there at all. Now try to be there with Krishna and the holy names. Be there with Krishna. Keep to the point that here is Krishna in the form of his holy names, and here am I. I'm putting my body here. Now let me put my consciousness here.
Okay, we'll stop here, and then 4 o'clock we'll meet back here, and then also tomorrow during that 64 round day, what I'll do is I won't chant 64 rounds, but what I'll do is I'll talk to the devotees. If anyone wants to have a 10-minute conference, myself and Jagatrini also will be somewhere, and devotees can come up, but only 10 minutes otherwise, in case there are many devotees, and also I want to chant some too. So we'll have that facility if anyone wants to ask some questions or whatever. But the real thing is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare. And then, and the real thing is also the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't have it, direct access to it right at this moment, but I was recently heard a lecture of Prabhupada's, and he was saying that if you just chant the names of Krishna Chaitanya, if you just chant the names of Krishna Chaitanya, then you'll be in ecstasy. And then he said the Panchatattva mantra, he said after that, or just Krishna Chaitanya, or just some of the devotees in between every round they chant the Panchatattva mantra, but Prabhupada never actually said to do that, but he said things like that if you chant the names of Nitai and Gaur, if you chant Gaura Hari, this is very wonderful. And then in ecstasy, Anande Bolo Hari, Bhaja Vrindavan, in ecstasy, chant Krishna's names. But just for the present, I would just like to suggest these simple principles to focus on the issues. And one naturally leads to the other. Again. Any other questions? Thank you. Was that a question or a stretch, because you've been sitting for 2.5 hours so patiently, Koti Prabhu? Yes, Matisi.
But that's what is the chance to take care, or what is the need to think of Krishna in this about?
Because life is practice, and Krishna is holding up the mirror to you to show you what your consciousness is like. Don't plan on just studying and preparing for the exam 2 minutes before. No, life is meant for this. I see that I read somewhere in the something that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had quoted. It was so touching and so heavy. He said, "What is the chance of love of God visiting someone who becomes angry and this and this and this?" And I just thought, "Oh no." So now is the time when I have to realize that I need help. It's not mechanical. I have to enter in the process. With my desires and my need, I have to enter in the process. I have to enter in the process. Krishna, please help me with this. Let me chant your names. Let me take shelter of you. When I'm in difficulty, what do I do? Our acharyas have explained to us, tateyanu kampam su sumikshamano, that I should how to see this, how to view this, so that I come closer to Krishna, not further from Krishna. Yes, we have to become introspective sages and sagenis. No, we have to become deep. We have to become deep. Prabhupada, when walking by the Pacific Ocean, asked the devotees why Pacific means in Latin peaceful. So why is the ocean peaceful, he said.
that no one answered to his satisfaction, and he said, because it is deep. And what devotional life will do, it will point out the level of our depth, to what level we're Krishna's, to what level we are in his hands, to what level we're surrendered. And if we just, oh, this is different, if we're not conscious of it, we won't go deeper. Because what's required is to surrender to the very core of who we are, that I am Krishna's, not I'm Krishna's from when I'm, even when I'm chanting my japa and then I'm my own person or whatever. Of course, that's, we don't criticize that, but we should know what the goal is and what the means of achieving it is, and how dependent we are on the mercy of Guru Vaishnavas, our Acharyas, of Krishna, of the holy names, of Mahaprabhu, of Nityananda Prabhu. We are very dependent. Unless we become conscious, we will never become humble. We'll just look, the mind will, materialistic mind will look for everyone who we can do something better than and place ourselves above that person. But if we're just conscious, we'll become very humble. That's my experience. I mean, but my experience is I have all good reason to be humble, because I know myself better than anyone else knows me, even her. Yes, dear?
Question?
Yes, dear. What?
I was thinking when you were talking before about the tightrope, but can it be that the way we're responding to Krishna, the way we're treating Krishna, presents, it reflects on the way we think Krishna is going to treat us?
Very much so, very much so. And we'll say it the other way around.
We think he's changed?
You take a look. Take a look at how you think Krishna is treating you, and you'll get a very good indication. Very often it gives you a hint at how you're treating Krishna. Well, he doesn't treat me with enough love. Well, that usually means yeyatam mam prapadyante, that I don't have any love for him. Or he's not taking care of me the way, like that, the way I want. Well, I'm probably not taking care of him the way he wants. There's so much instruction everywhere. Krishna is giving us so much instruction of how to come to him, and we're distracted all the time. There's always hints and instructions from Krishna, continuously telling us what we want, what we need, not what we want, but what we need.
Can that also mean, therefore, that as we improve our japa and our hearing, that we're turning more towards the right way to respond to him, we'll automatically perceive him more in his actual nature?
Exactly, exactly. As our consciousness turns to Krishna, because he reveals himself, he allows us to see him more. The whole point is one of consciousness. Because we see not with our eyes, we see with our consciousness. If you're buying a new car, has anyone in this room bought a new car recently? Huh? Oh, yes. When you are buying a new car, how about a new mobile phone? We'll catch everyone like that. But when you're thinking of buying a mobile phone, you see mobile phones everywhere. You never notice that? Or when you're buying a car, you see cars everywhere. And if you're going, and if you're buying houses, you see, of course, you see houses everywhere anyway. But you see for sale signs everywhere. We see not with our eyes, but according to our consciousness. So when our consciousness turns to Krishna, we start seeing him more. He starts basically revealing. This is the super soul working. Krishna starts revealing more about himself the more we simply, sincerely try to turn to him. until the point of premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena, that when our eyes are anointed with the kalirium, the kajal of prema, then you see Krishna everywhere. And that is reality. That is reality, that Krishna is there everywhere. But because of false ego, I don't see him anywhere. He's everywhere. This is what Kunti Devi said, Bahir Avastita. He's everywhere, but because of my consciousness, who do I see everywhere? Myself. In everything. I look at a person and I see everything in relationship with me and my enjoyment. I look at a house, a camera, this or that. I see everything in relationship with me. I see me everywhere. This is illusion. This is Maya, because it's Krishna who's everywhere. This is illusion. So when I actually become devotional, then I start seeing Krishna everywhere. So what can we do about that? We take our step. We take our step, and then Krishna, as Prabhupada said, takes 10 to us. 10, 20, 100, it's up to him. Take our step to Krishna. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Exercise our free will and our sincerity properly. And our free will is there. It cannot be forced. And it can't be mechanical. No one can force us. These are very interesting topics, I find, and very pertinent. But theoretically is one thing, but then you sit down to chant japa, and because I have this habit that I have for practically speaking of only seeing myself in everything and everywhere for countless births, then it all comes up. The difference between the theoretical understanding of what I should do and the actual doing. But if I don't know theoretically what I should do, then there's no hope. But doing it is something else. But that's what happens when we sit down and say, japa, now it is the time. That's why I quite pedantically just say, just try to hear one mantra, just try to hear one mantra. And it's so amazing that I could be very determined, and then 2 seconds later, it's gone. This is the nature of the rascal mind. This is what we're dealing with. Daivyesu gunamayi mama maya dharateya. But we try, we do our part. And that part we have to do with determination. And we have to think, what do I want? What do I actually want in life? What do I want? Do I actually want to be a devotee? A devotee the way we talked about being a devotee? Do I want to surrender to Krishna? Is it too frightening for me to surrender to Krishna? Do I want to take one step closer to Krishna? What do I actually want? But whatever we want, we should chant Krishna's names in an offenseless way and we'll make progress. That's the message. If we're ichitam, vidyamananam, yoginam, whatever, it's decided nirnitam that the best way to proceed is to chant Krishna's names. And Prabhupada gives us nice instructions on how to do it. So whatever our situation is, take this medicine of the holy names of Krishna. Try your best, and we shall meet at 4, Krishna willing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonataya ki jai, Srila Jiva Goswami ki jai, Si Rasa Bihari Lala ki jai, Giriraj Naraj ki jai, Radha Balava Bhaktivinda ki jai, Sisi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Hare Krishna.